This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Congress is one step closer to avoiding a government shutdown this weekend. The Senate passed a temporary spending bill through December 16th, with both of Colorado senators voting yes. The resolution funds the government at current levels and also includes military aid for Ukraine and disaster relief funds. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says he's sorry a compromise on oil and gas permitting reform was not included.
I wanted to have that in this bill, but you don't get everything. We're going to come back in a couple weeks and start trying to work on it again.
The measure passed the Senate 72-25. The stopgap funding now heads to the House. John Hickenlooper, along with fellow Senator Michael Bennett, say they'll support the Election Worker Protection Act. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports election workers have faced a rise in threats since 2020.
The bill would provide resources to states to recruit and train election workers, as well as create safeguards to prevent intimidation against those workers. Bennett says the legislation also would make threatening an election worker a federal crime. The bill has support from a number of secretaries of state, including Colorado's Jenna Griswold. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
More than 14,000 Coloradans have now died due to COVID-19, according to the state's dashboard. Most deaths came during large waves during the last two winters. The pandemic is a key factor in a historic decline in life expectancy, both in Colorado and nationally. About 4,000 Coloradans have lost their lives to the virus since last December. This is CPR News and KRCC. Fall is in full effect in Colorado. The leaves are changing colors, and along the Front Range, highs will be in the mid to lower 70s, possibly even the upper 60s.